I'm with Brian Wempen, who is, well, he does many things, including running strategy for People Clues. Brian has been doing quite a few tracks here at True London, but one of them yesterday was on social blueprint, and we were talking about, it's a very interesting discussion, talking about the purpose of social. Brian, do you want to share some of your thinking around that discussion and why this is important?
Sure. The really the blueprint is more just about purposeful thoughts, mm-hmm. and kind of going a little bit old school and taking actually a piece of paper, or you can use a spreadsheet, whatever tool you have, and actually write down the reason that you want to look at social tools, mm-hmm. want to build a community, why you want to be involved, mm-hmm. just actually writing that purpose out, mm-hmm. and actually maybe even say, here's an objective, or here's a personal or professional mm-hmm. goal of doing this. And what happens is it really lines your thoughts out, mm-hmm. because it's really easy. And the interesting thing about having a lot of opportunities and opening the world up as your networking tool, mm-hmm. is you have the world now as your network, mm-hmm. and so you can go any direction, and there's no mm-hmm. real right or wrong. But you don't get a lot of target or trajectory to kind of helping yourself, mm-hmm. personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. So it's easier if you kind of line this out prior, mm-hmm. and maybe identify four or five people that personally you look up to, or you find that they are inspiring. Professionally, same mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you don't know where to start your plan, find a few people, one or two people, as an example. If it's being entrepreneurial, maybe Richard Branson is your guy. Mm. And so look to see on Amazon, what has he been reading? Mm. And find that out. Maybe what social networks is he actually have anything to say about?
Yeah.
And then kind of work your way into, who is following him? Who are like-minded thought leaders? So you mm-hmm. find things in common with mm-hmm. people. And just write all that down. Mm-hmm. And now you have a roadmap for how you're spending your time. So this new dynamic, way of networking mm-hmm. doesn't become overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And because that is literally what we hear, and the feedback that I get is, it's either too overwhelming to start, I just don't know where to go, or once I get into it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and I can't really, I don't know where to go again. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think it was quite interesting, you gave some interesting insight into actually how you use Twitter. You've got a lot of followers. Do you want to just tell us how you go from building followers to having some meaningful engagement with the right people?
Sure, and literally through the couple different personalities that I manage, or mm. Twitter IDs, and then mm. my own personal, I have about 80,000 followers, and it's impossible to have conversations, much less meaningful conversations yeah. with mm. 80,000 mm. followers. So out of that, though, there's no I don't discount that, but where I get the value is I use the tools, using hashtags and the different ways mm. to actually group the followers into, and I make the streams meaningful. Mm, mm. And so I have in my stream, I will literally pick out HR technology, or very more specifically SaaS, mm-hmm. and I want to hear the conversations from some of the folks that have opinions and are willing to share things in the the software as a service hashtag.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of make that meaningful, is I find targets within the streams, and that's how day-to-day it works for me.
Okay.
And then I reach out. Like when I have a question, I get, I can reach out with 80,000 followers and ask a question of, hey, what do you know about, I need to accomplish this, can you help me with some technology? And I will get back 75 responses within minutes. And it's my own research team, mm. my virtual research team.
Brilliant.
So,
Brian Wempen, thanks very much.
Thank you. Great conference. You do good work.
Thank you.